Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
AKA Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, June the 16th. Tuesday, June the 16th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to wrap up the series entitled How to Guard Your Heart. Guarding your heart. How to guard your heart. Hopefully you've been listening and you listened to part one and part two, because today we want to wrap up and we want to finish up in Psalms 51. Psalms 51 verse 10. Psalms 51 verse 10 is going to be our text today. Today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about, for I acknowledge, Psalm 51:3 says, I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. My brothers and my sisters, today we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. A steadfast spirit means a right spirit. How to renew a right spirit. Now, when I started this series, my brothers and sisters, as you guys may or may not know, I started part one before a certain event happened that changed my life, or that has the potential to change my life. Like everything, brothers and sisters, that my life is an open book. And so, as a teacher, it's very difficult for most people to grasp what and how I teach, because I don't teach theory, I teach application. A lot of people teach theory, nothing wrong with theory, nothing wrong with teaching stuff that you've read out of a book. I teach a lot of theory too. That's part of the reason why I'm in the position that I'm in today. You see, with an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. The scripture says that knowledge puffeth up. So the problem with teaching knowledge, which teaching letters, is that it is devoid of, or it takes you away from, relationships. Let me say that again. The problem with teaching knowledge, which teaching esoteric information, and a lot of the information that I share on this series and this show, is it pulls me away from relating to people because I am relating to letters. Knowledge is putting letters in a particular order to provoke or invoke a particular response. Relationship is caring and empathizing and putting yourself in another person's position. You see, brothers and sisters, if we're not careful, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself in the same position that I am in. Because caring comes before competency. Let me say that again. Caring comes before competency. One more time. I don't care how competent you are in your purpose or in your area of expertise. The reason that you are competent in your area of expertise is to care for other people. So if you are competent, but there is no way or there is no application of the competency, you're just wasting your time. Faith without works is dead. So your competency cannot be in your area of expertise. Your competence must be in your area of caring. So I'm not impressed any longer with knowledge or gnosis. I'm only impressed with my ability to take that knowledge and that gnosis and apply it to the people that are standing in front of my face. That is the beginning of creating a clean heart. If we look at the scriptures, I would like for everyone at the conclusion of today's show to please read Psalms 51. Don't have the time to read the entire chapter today, but I would like for you to please, in your time, in your free time, if you could read Psalms 51. Psalms 51, let's read a couple of verses. How do you create a clean heart? This is how you create a clean heart, Psalm 51. Now, the word clean means tohar, T-O-H-O-W-R, T-O-H-O-W-R. It's a Hebrew word. It comes from Strong Concordance number H, as in Henry, 2889. Strong Concordance number H, 2889. Clean, the English word clean, comes from the Hebrew word tohar, which means unmixed. Unmixed. It means unallowed. It means chemical and ceremonially and morally free or pure. Brothers and sisters, let me say that again. Notice Strong Concordance number H228, the word clean. Create in me a clean heart. What kind of heart that we want? We want a heart that is clean from any type of a chemical substance. Now, that chemical substance could be interior. I ask for every exterior chemical. The body creates an interior chemical. So whether you're hooked on opium, the plant, you could be hooked on opiate, the chemical. So there is a chemical, whether you're hooked on morphine, M-O-R-P-H-I-N-E, or morphine, M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E. The body produces its own drugs. Thus, why we just completed the previous series, Christos, Drugged One. I've been drugged, brothers. I've been drugged, sisters. Could not see the forest for the trees. I couldn't see the forest for the drugs. So it starts off, brothers and sisters, with understanding that language is a tool for concealing the truth and secreting drugs. And it is this that basically mixes and creates an unclean heart. So even though I was doing a good thing, it ended up with a bad result. So we must understand how to create a clean heart. To create a clean heart, my brothers and sisters, Psalms 51, verse 1. Psalms 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. That's where we start at, brothers. That's where we start at, sisters. And so that's where I'm at. And so if there's anyone that I've offended in any manner or any way, I'm asking you to forgive me. I've already asked the Most High. I've already went to my wife. I've already apologized to anyone and everyone. And I encourage everyone, if you want to create a clean heart and a steadfast, a right spirit, we're going to break down that word steadfast right after this word clean. So the word clean means toha. In the Hebrew, which means it is unmixed. There is no chemical mixture, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs, whether it be cocaine. It means that there is no ceremonial, ritual mixture. That means basic traditions of men. It means that there is no immorality mixture. That means there must be a moral compass in your life. Brothers and sisters, create in me a clean heart. We talk about the word heart, which means lobe in the Hebrew. That is the seat of the soul. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if I can remove the transgressions that are in my heart, my mouth will speak clear. Now, the situation that I was in, everybody's telling me, Doc, you did a great job, brother. Because any lesser man, if it had been me, man, I would have did this and I would have did that. But I know I failed because I ordered the entire situation. I created the environment. I had the subconscious belief system that drew that event that took place. So I'm not angry at anyone but myself because I understand the underlying meaning of what took place. And I am praying that you examine your heart and that you come to the conclusion that I've come to, which is that we must go to the Father and ask for a clean heart. And the way that we do that, brothers, is we start off with saying mercy and grace. I'm doing the show today because of mercy and grace. Psalms 51 is where we start to create a clean heart. Have mercy upon me. Are we praying for your neighbor? Are you praying for your spouse? Are you praying for your children? No. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Examine the beam in your own eye before you look at the speck in somebody else's eye. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to the multitude of the tender mercies. So the Father has a multitude of tender mercies. So I don't care how many transgressions you have in your life, brother. I am a living, breathing, walking example of the multitude. Multitude. Plethora, meaning many mercies, tender mercies. Because that is applied to block out the transgressions. The transgressions means that you have went too far. You went above and beyond. You got caught up, just like I did. But the Father has a solution. Look at verse 2. Look at Psalm 51, verse 2. We're talking about guard your heart. How do you create a clean heart and a steadfast spirit? Psalm 51, verse 2 says, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Notice it has both. Most people teach against sin. That means hamantano in the Greek. It means living without your lot or your share, without your purpose. But iniquity, notice it addresses iniquity. Iniquity means living without moral character. It means living above and beyond the law. It means living without a system, without the principles, without the process, without the procedures that has been laid down by the Father. It says in Psalm 51, verse 2, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. So both issues are addressed, sin and iniquity. We got to address both issues, brothers. See, I didn't have no sin in my life, but I had iniquity in my life. I spent all my life majoring on purpose, but I was violating principles and the process and the procedures of applying or applying that purpose. In Psalms 51, verse 3, takes it another step further. Psalms 51, verse 3. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Notice your sin is ever before you. Notice you got to acknowledge it, brother. You got to acknowledge it. So I acknowledge today that everything that just transpired in my life was my fault. I ordered it. I don't care how you slice it up. At the end of the day, nothing exists outside of the self. That means you bring about what you think about. Most people blame their problems on other people. The problems that have and have happened into your life, consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly ordered it. Now, I know there's circumstances. Sure, there's medical issues. Sure, there's events that happen. But the reason that those events happen, nothing comes towards you unless you subconsciously order it. How do you order it? Faith and fear. You order problems by fear. You order solutions by faith. Let me say that again. Right now, I have a choice to make. You do too. Right now, you got a choice to make, brother. Are you going to live your life in fear of what could happen? Or are you going to live your life in faith of what can happen? See, whatever you fear about, you bring about, brothers. Whatever you fear about, you bring about. So if there's an underlying concern, I like when I talk to people, everybody tell me, well, I don't have no fear, brother. I'm just concerned. See, whatever you plan for is what you get, brothers and sisters. If you make a plan to fail, you're going to fail. And so it is this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that to create a clean heart, it starts with you acknowledging your transgressions and keeping your sins ever before you, your purpose. But you don't want to, sin is living without purpose. So we want to get out of sin and into purpose, your God-given purpose. Now, the problem is we got to focus on the entire spectrum. Four things in particular: wealth, health, wisdom, relationships. Brothers, if you're married, Christ loved the church. The Bible says that we have to love our wives the way Christ loved the church. See, I didn't do that. I love my purpose more than I love my wife. It is my prayer, brothers and sisters, that you don't make that mistake. Purpose is great. But the wife is God's representation of the church on earth. If you are married and in that relationship, the marriage ceremony represents the ceremony that God is taking, that's taking place when God is coming back for his bridegroom. And so your wife represents Christ. We're supposed to treat our wives, we're supposed to love our wives the way Christ loved the church. He loved the church so much that he's willing to die for the church. So our relationship, out of the four areas that you need to focus on, brothers, the four areas that you need to focus on, such as wealth, health, wisdom, relationship should be number one. See, I've been focusing on wisdom, been focusing on health, been focusing on wealth. Spiritual power comes from prayer, comes from obedience. And our obedience is to the word, to worship, to the wife, if you're married. Women, to the husband. E stands for enthusiasm and empathy. The R stands for relationships with God and the wife and the family. So Joshua said, whatever you have done to the least of the one of these, you have done it unto me. It is our ability to relate with people, not technology, that takes us to a right spirit. So remember, brothers and sisters, we must acknowledge our transgressions. We must own it. Whatever problems in your life, you ordered them or you allowed them. You are ordering them or you are continuing to allow them. You got to stand up on your feet and you got to search and you got to do what it says in Psalms 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to the multitude of thy kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Verse 3, For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. And then we come to 51 verse 10, drop down to 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right or a steadfast spirit in me. That word right comes from Strong Concordance number H as in Henry 3559. Strong Concordance number H3559. Right. The right in the Hebrew means kun. K-U-N. A kun. K-U-W-N. Actually, K-U-W-N. K-U-W-N. That Hebrew word K-U-W-N means firm. It means fixed. It means set. It means established. It means secure. It means determined. It means directed. It means directed to the right purpose. It means fixed on the right purpose. It means arranged and prepared to fulfill the right purpose. Right. Created me a firm mind or spirit. And remember, the spirit in this scripture is the pneuma. That is the vital principle that animates the body. Remember, the heart is made up of 60 to 65% of the same cells that's inside of the brain. That's what has to be a heart-brain connection. The heart and the brain have the same type of biological structure. And if your heart and your brain is on the same page, then you have a whole brain, neo-one cortex, anointing mind of Christ. Let this mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That word sound, it means firm. It means stable. It means fixed. It is the same word for renew a right spirit. So your mind, the spirit, which is, again, the ruling disposition, which is a group of related thoughts, that means your heart and your head should be on the same page. If your heart and your head are not firmly established and fixed and directed to blot out your iniquities and to cleanse your sins, my brothers and my sisters, you'll find yourself in the same position that I was in 2 days ago. But you see, today, I'm not in that position today. You see, brothers and sisters, we go through life so that way we can learn. And whenever I go through something, you guys know I share it. Because I know I overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And see, I'm going to have a testimony, brothers and sisters. Just kick back and watch me work. Guard your heart, brothers and sisters. How to create a clean heart and a steadfast spirit? You create a clean heart by acknowledging your iniquities and your sin. This acknowledgement to the Father washes you. It washes your brain so that you become brainwashed in a good way. This washing of the brain then must flow down to the heart. And there cannot be no mixture with the world and the word. The heart is made clean when there is no mixture of the world and the word. The heart is made clean when you do not mix the word with the world. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. You cannot mix the word and the world. You cannot mix the word and the world. You cannot mix the word and the world. It can't be done, brothers and sisters. To create a clean heart, your heart must not be entangled with the cares of this world. The cares of this world taints the heart. So to create a clean heart, you got to detach from this world and you got to attach to the word. And it was this mistake that I made because I was attached to the world. And I just had a facade of God. You can always tell if you're attached to the world or the word, because the word produces fruit through relationships, because of you are positively affecting the lives of your family, your friends, and of others. You see, brothers and sisters, our first ministry is our families. And we cannot neglect our first ministry. We cannot put competency over caring. That's going to taint the heart because it is not morally correct. My brothers and my sisters, the clean heart means that you are unmixed and untainted by the cares of this world. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. We are in this world, but we're not involved in the passions and the lusts and the going on of this world. We are involved in the pursuit of holiness and righteousness that's found in the Word. So come out of the world and come into the Word. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, because when you understand that the enemy hides in these details, I was doing a good thing, but I wasn't doing the right thing. You can be doing a good thing. The enemy doesn't mind you finding your purpose. He doesn't mind you monetizing your purpose. He doesn't mind you going out and helping others with your purpose. As long as your house is in array, as long as your children is out of control, as long as you and your wife are sleeping in different beds and don't speak, as long as you and your neighbor don't know each other, as long as you're not effective in your community, as long as you haven't come in unity in your community, you got the cart before the horse. God is a God of order. Everything that is done decent and in order. And in the way to get our house in order is we must first get ourselves in order. And the way to get ourselves in order is we must clean our heart. And the way that we clean our heart is we must cast our cares upon him, for he cares. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. That's where it starts, brother. Wash me thoroughly with my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. And then when we got the clean heart, now we got to focus on our spirit. Once you clean your heart, brothers and sisters, then you got to clean your spirit. And that cleaning of the spirit is tough because the spirit, again, is the ruling disposition that animates the chemicals in the body. And so a right mind means firm, it means stable, and it means set, and it means fixed. I have not been stirred, I have not been firm, stable, set, and fixed in the last 20 years. I bounce around from job to job, from relationship to relationship, from house to house, from car to car. There is nothing firm and fixed about my life, but I'm changing that today. I'm changing that today, brothers. I'm changing that today, sisters. And it is my prayer that everybody listening to this show, now or in the future, will have the same resolve that it says in Psalms 51. And that you go before the Father and that you do what I did. And that you ask Father to have mercy upon me, O God, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies. Notice where the mercy comes from. It's not mine. It's not the reverend, not the bishops. It's not my family, it's my friends. The mercy comes from God. He's the only one that can blot out your transgressions and remove that heart of stone. You see, there's something, there's a hole in your heart, brothers, like there was a hole in my heart that I've been carrying around for years. And I had to repair that hole in order to clean my heart, in order to renew that right spirit in me. And it is my prayer that you do exactly what it says in Psalm 51. Because if you don't, brothers and sisters, you'll find yourself repeating a cycle that I've been repeating. And although I've done a lot of good in my day, still haven't done the most important thing. And that is establish firmly, establish and root myself before I can assist anyone else. Psalms 51, verse 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Remember, you need both. Iniquity, that means you're living above the law. See, I've been blowing myself up to be more than what I am. Sin means living without your purpose. You see, I've been living without my purpose. Knowing the purpose and living and applying the purpose is two different things. Then we got to do verse 3. We got to acknowledge. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. None of us is perfect. This is just one lesson and a plethora of lessons. I still got more lessons to go. So do you. So I am not ashamed, my brothers and sisters, because again, I am the offspring of God. I'm made in his image and his likeness. I'm here to learn. So I'm going to take from the events that took place and I'm going to take what the enemy meant for good and I'm going to turn around and use it for, I'm going to take what the enemy meant for evil and turn around and use it for good. How am I going to do that? Psalms 51, verse 10. I am going to create in me a clean heart. Remember the word clean. I'm closing with this. The word clean in Hebrew means unmixed with this world. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. It means that means no chemicals, no traditions, and no immorality. Clean. Create in me a clean heart. And then the word right. And renew a right spirit within me. So after you clean your heart, you got to clean your mind. Because the spirit is the mind. Spirit is a ruling disposition. It is a group of related thoughts. It means you get a bunch of thoughts together. You put them in a bag. That's your spirit. You can have a spirit of lust. You can have a spirit of alcohol. You can have a spirit of doubt. You can have a spirit of fear. You can have a spirit of trees. If all you think about is trees. That's your ruling disposition. That is what the mind is focused on. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So whatever ruling disposition Christ has, that is the mindset you should have. Christ's mindset was, he says that I am here to do the will of my Father. So let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who did not count it. He considered himself equal in thought and mentality. That means his intention was the same as the Father's. What is your intention, brothers? What is your intention, sisters? That must be firmly, the word steadfast means right attitude. It means stable attitude. It means a firm. It means a set. It means a fixed. It means secured. It means determined. It means they directed in the right direction, a right attitude. It means a right mindset. It means a right mentality. It means right thoughts. That is what it means by right spirit. So create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That is my prayer for you, brothers and sisters. That is my prayer for myself. That is my focus, and I am praying that that is your focus as well. That you align yourself with the word and not the world. My brothers and my sisters, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show again. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.